We're going to judge a Paul Gallant song coming up in a moment. First, right now, your chance to win a meet and greet with Craig Biggio. Who does Craig Biggio appear with in ads for a grocery store? 832-430-2WIN. You'll meet and greet Craig Biggio at TriStar. 832-430-2946.
He only co-stars once?
Landry?
With one guy? Okay.
Is it only one? Okay.
At least the current one?
I feel like
he's been in other ones in the past. Okay, go ahead.
So I guess the current one. Who does Craig Biggio star with in the HEB commercials? 832-430-2946. You will meet and greet Craig Biggio at the TriStar show coming up very shortly.
Dude,
at NRG.
I feel like the trivia question should be if anybody actually knows that drop. I know the moment.
Everybody knows this.
Let me hear it. No, they know what. Did you know that, Mike? Immediately? No.
You don't know what that's from?
Play one more time. No, I don't. Is that a bad job I made?
No, it's not a bad job by you at all.
Y'all disappoint me more than my future son.
No, you're doing that thing where you don't realize it. Is it because you know what something is that it's not so obvious to everybody else?
No, I feel like people know that sound.
That's ridiculous. You can't. First, this is the problem. You can't hear the actual sound as much because there's so much background noise. That's Correa's fiance when he popped the question.
Okay.
Everybody knew that.
No, they didn't.
They did not.
Not without context.
Now how do we prove it?
I don't know.
Now I'm putting it together.
Oh, yeah. He asked her to marry her, and then this is her initial reaction.
You gotta keep in mind,
dude,
though,
you spring that you several months later. There's no way in hell somebody immediately was like, oh, that's Correa's fiance. Oh, I remember that so well.
You gotta keep in mind that whenever we have very short audio, unless it's like really expressive and clear, sometimes it's hard for the human mind to even register it that quickly. Speaking of, Paul Gallant, host of the Gallant Night program, he has put together a song about Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. Let's see what it sounds like, or hear what it sounds like, and judge.
Now this is the story all about how I got a ring for an a-hole sports town. Yeah, my name is Nick Foles, and I'm not smoking grass, so let me tell you how I kicked Tom Brady's ass. At Westlake High School on the GOAT. That shrimp Drew Brees got nothing on me. Erased all his records like a maid with a broom while I was swinging my big around the locker room. Went to zone of surprise. I was still damn good. Doc Gronkowski 69 jokes and made him Hollywood. Made a Pro Bowl with the Eagles, but then Philly got scared. They said, what traded you to Jeff Fish in the pit of despair? St. Louis sucks enough, but to my worst fear, I got benched for Case Keenum. Get me the out of here. I went to Kansas City, man, the Midwest is so I said, get me to Philly so I can mack on some biddies. I was a backup again, a more talented Kevin Cobb. Carson Wentz got hurt, so I stole the job. Ice Matty Ice and shoved Keenum in a locker. Then I murdered the Pats. How you like that, motherfucker? Nick Foles, out.
I'm going to give that an A-.
That was, you know how much better that was in the original lyrics to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's theme song?
I like those lyrics.
What? That song doesn't make any sense at all. That's one of the worst intros to any show. And I like the show. My daughter loves the show. She's been working her way through it on Amazon. What are you talking about? Like that whole thing about the Kamek, the cab. Like, if anything, I could say that this cab was rare.
Yep.
whatever, and on to Bel-Air. What the hell is that all about? Like, it's a theme song. It's an intro, and you're talking about a stinky cab. That's a horrible intro song, except for the music.
Bad take.
You don't even know. Your problem is you didn't get to watch the full career transition. Not that I.
How did I know?
Because you didn't go from seeing the Fresh Prince, who's just this goofy rapper, like this novelty act. He was a novelty act.
Was he?
He wrote songs about how your parents don't understand everything. Like, he appealed to kids. Like, he was a rapper for kids.
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Like in the late 90s?
I don't know. No, not even the late 90s. Like 90s? Late 80s. Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. Like, it was.
Will Smith around the late 80s?
He came out with Parents Just Don't Understand. And then he had another couple rap songs, and they were very, like, it was like the bubblegum pop version of rap. And then he got Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and you're like, oh, okay, this guy can actually, like, he's a funny actor. This is actually funny. And then he ends up going and getting dramatic roles and everything, and now he's a huge superstar. You wouldn't have seen that coming. It was like the same way Tom Hanks started out as just a goofy comedic actor. You wouldn't have seen it coming.
Okay.
It's amazing some of these guys, it's amazing how you can't see it. Like, it's amazing how those guys could end up being so talented, but it just looks so goofy and stupid early on.
Initially.
Yeah.
Okay, I can roll with that. We have a new... So we've mentioned a few times on the show so far today. Vandy will join us at the top of the hour. We've mentioned the Astros have a new slogan this year. Obviously, last year was Earn History. It's now going to be Never Settle in 2018. Along with that, we have new food items at Minute Maid Park coming up in 2018.
Give it to me.
All right, here we go. You're probably more of a food expert than I am. Pork cheese steak.
Well, I don't know. So it's pork cheese steak. So is instead of actual steak, it's going to be pork instead. I don't like the fact that it's not actually steak if it's pork, but I like the concept.
Texas.
I will try it.
How about Texas brisket cheesesteak?
That sounds good enough. So that sounds like a cheesesteak.
The foot-long barbecue pork dog. I would try that.
A barbecue pork dog?
Yeah.
Is this like going to be? So what's a pork dog look like?
That sounds healthier.
Is that like a white hot? A pork hot dog?
A pork dog sounds healthier?
Yeah.
Yeah, why does that sound healthier to you, Mike?
Let me reframe that.
Yeah.
It sounds more like I won't end up with like weird things in my hot dogs.
And you're so,
not
really?
Saying anything about
no,
the
no,
Astros.
No, no, no. Listen, we've already talked about this, Mike. The hot dog industry, I'm going to tell you something, hot dog industry.
They're better than you think.
You guys have done a bad job with your PR. Because one of the most common things people say is like, well, you know, hot dogs, it's like lips and buttholes. And it used to keep me from eating hot dogs. Whereas in fact,
not the case.
The good hot dogs, actually, it's all skeletal meat. It's all like normal meat that you would eat. It's not organ meat or anything. If you look on the wrapper and it says beef instead of beef byproducts, then you've got like all the good stuff in there. Now, like the casing, if you don't like the casing being an intestine, usually it's not. But when it is, like, okay, then you can't get over that. Be sure you don't get a natural casing. But the hot dogs are not nearly as nasty as a lot of people would have you believe. Go eat them freely, except for the health benefits. That's
don't
a,
eat them
that's
too
a whole
much.
Other side. Yeah.
All right. Other new food items have been made park
foot-long,
in 2018.
Footlong Caribbean dog.
Footlong Caribbean dog.
What's that mean? That's got to be the toppings then.
Yeah, I feel like anything from the Caribbean is usually.
Is it going to have like jerk seasoning maybe?
Maybe.
I like that. This is going to be ready for baseball season.
Barbecue beef burger.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Loaded taco salad tot.
Loaded taco salad tot. Is the tot like,
what
are there tater
mean?
Tots on this thing?
I don't know, I guess.
A loaded taco salad tot. See, I have to go. This is getting me going. This is really getting me going.
It's basically tots instead of lettuce and just all crunched up instead of...
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound healthy at all,
but it sounds like
I gotta have it.
That's not healthier, yeah. Okay.
By the way, as far as the new food offerings in the last couple of years, I'm trying to think of the ones that were new because Shake Shack was new. And I've really come around on Shake Shack. The only thing I don't like about it in terms of ballpark food is that it takes a while to get it.
I think
there's nothing you can do about that. But
I think the concession stands at Minute Maid are my favorite in-stadium food at any major Houston
sports event. They do a good job.
I don't know. The Rockets, I'm a little biased because I always go to like one of the the meat stations.
The
there,
Rockets
though.
Have the worst stadium food maybe that I've ever
really?
Been to. And it's weird because Tillman's there now, so maybe he'll do something
gonna change.
About it.
It's going to change. You got contracts.
It's the
contracts. You got to work your way through.
Yeah, but I just feel like if I were watching Billion Dollar Buyer, he wouldn't let that slide any of his restaurants.
You let Tillman take care of first getting his trophies back. Yeah. You know what I feel like we should do? Like something you do like in the colleges. You know some colleges, it's fallen by the wayside, but it used to be traditional to like try to steal a mascot.
Yes.
Or try to steal something. I feel like somebody should try to steal the trophies back. Like if somebody
from
could
house?
Hatch a master plan to steal Les's trophies
Les
back.
Les is going
to
be there tonight.
Is he?
I'm going to ask him about this.
Yeah,
I really
this.
Am going to go up to him, but I'm going to make
fair.
Sure it's after
you're
he makes
say
a speech.
Yeah, you're going to say it politely and
excuse
everything.
Excuse me, sir.
Gonna,
what'd you do with those trophies?
The Houston Sports Awards. Oh, you know what? That reminds me, actually, because I might see, I might be talking to Tillman Fertitta a little bit during the broadcast.
Can you ask him about Billion Dollar Buyer?
I will. I was going to ask you about that because
it's my favorite show.
If Tillman Fertitta is there, I think he might end up being there. I might actually be sitting at that table for a portion of the broadcast.
Can you ask him why he says restaurants instead of restaurants? Because I do it now too, just out of respect to him.
I'll be able to do that just by looking up his upbringing.
Restaurants.
Okay, so. So we're going to ask him about the trophies. We got to ask him about that. Because you know what? Like Wu-Tang Clan created this album. They just released this album that only had one copy.
Yes. And the dude that
bought it was the pharmaceutical guy that everybody
clown?
Hates. Yeah, the guy that had like jacked up that AIDS medication drug by 1,000%.
Yes.
He bought it. But in the contract, when Wu-Tang Clan sold that album, it's specifically in there that they're allowed to attempt to steal it back at some point, like over the next 20 years or something. So Wu-Tang Clan can actually hatch a scheme to steal it back and apparently not face any criminal prosecution for it.
It's a unique clause.
I feel like Les Alexander should have... Tillman Fertitta should have included that in the contract. Like, you get the trophies, except I get to try to steal it. I get to try to pull off a caper at some point in the next 20 years to try to steal them back.
We got one more food item at Minute Maid Park in 2018. Jane Doe chocolate chip cookie dough. That sounds good. I would try that.
I don't know if I like the name of it. Like, tragedies involving women who have disappeared. Jane Doe chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah. they just went with the
puzzling disappearance chocolate chip cookie. What?
They just went with the rhyming without focusing on that. I read it as well. All right, so in honor of all these food items at Minute Maid Park, we wanted to take a look. I'm sure In the Loop either has talked about this or definitely will at some point today. We were curious about their promo that ran today. Landry has a few questions about it. Let's listen in. So you're driving in this morning. You're thinking, all right, I'm going to get off lunch break at, let's say 11:30, 12, 12:30. What am I going to hear when I tune into In the Loop?
John Lopez, Cody Stutz, In the Loop with you today. Sports Radio 610.
Okay.
What's going on?
So, all right.
He said that, does McClain want to sign Malcolm Butler or roll with the next A.J. Boye? And I'm intrigued. Who's the next A.J. Boye?
Who is the next A.J. Boye? He's going to say it's Kevin Johnson.
I like that promo.
Probably not.
It can't be Kevin Johnson.
So that's what you got on In the Loop. Oh, the special events that the Astros are going to have. A kids' day. Well, that's good. That's standard. A Marvel superhero day, which I feel like Mike needs to dress up and go to that. Wait, Marvel's the good stuff. DC is the one that nobody likes. Or fewer people like?
I forget.
More people like Marvel than they like DC? I get all confused. DC is Superman and Batman. Marvel is the X-Men and all that stuff. And speaking of which, what's his name? Stan.
Stan Lee?
Stan Lee had some kind of health scare a few days ago. I haven't heard that he died or anything, so apparently everything worked out all right. There you go. You guys can Google it if you want. Yoga Day. I'm not into this.
How do you feel yoga?
Like the Astros are trying a little too hard to glom on to the latest health craze.
How do you do yoga at a baseball game?
I don't know. Did you see the lady that was doing yoga on an airplane?
Yes. We talked about it.
We did?
Last week.
Was it a man take or something?
I think we talked about the peacock.
We talked about the emotional support peacock.
We did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
United yeah, banned last week, emotional support peacocks.
Last week is kind of all running
you
together.
You know that this lady had this gigantic peacock and she tried to bring it on the plane as an emotional support animal.
Yep.
And United shut it down. And I know this woman. I know that this woman thought that she was going to get some kind of outpouring of support because people love to hate the airlines. I don't think I saw a single person say that, like, yeah, you should be able to bring that monstrous peacock on the plane.
Nobody's
and have
a fan.
It sit next to people. A Game of Thrones day. That's, I think that'll be fun, and yet it's going to really, really, really annoy people who don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, who are these lunatics?
People have gotten really annoyed with the Game of Thrones stuff. They've already, but they had a Game of Thrones day last year, right?
Did they?
They had the throne. They actually had the throne at the ballpark.
They had something, that's right.
Yeah.
And then they have Hispanic heritage and other micro events.
Wait a second. Did you lump those two together, or did the Astros say Hispanic?
Chronicle did.
So the guy, way to go, Chronicle. Houston, Hispanic heritage and other micro events. So Hispanic heritage
It was a bullet point.
That was one bullet point?
It was a bullet
Hispanic
point there.
Hispanic heritage and other micro events.
That is exactly from the Chronicle,
classifying the Hispanic Heritage Day as a micro event.
Yes.
Two million Hispanic in the Houston area, but that's a micro event.
Blame the Chronicle.
Right,
don't blame us.
Fine.
Jose Robles of Pasadena wins the Craig Biggio meet and greet. He knew, Landry, that the person that Craig Biggio stars in the commercial with is
Carlos Correa.
There you go.
He also knew the sound.
And he knew the sound as well. Well, good job by Jose. He's a better listener
than
I am.
Jose, I don't think that was a micro event for you at all, winning this.
He didn't really know the sound. I made that up.
8:40 this morning. Details on the, I'll put it this way. 8:40 this morning, the details about Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando. Mark Vandermeer is coming up at the top of the hour. I want to know what his initial reaction was to Super Bowl 52, and why does the Josh McDaniels move back to New England prove more coaches live in an alternate universe? Mad Radio.